हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकर वावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। So, we have seen now Bodhgata Bhashyam, where Shankara Bhagavatpada first helps us understand how the very word Upanishad is formed. We understood the word Upanishad is formed of the root Sad, having three meanings, and with two prefixes Upa and Ni, and also an affix quip. And this word actually means Brahma Vidya. How does the word Upanishad mean Brahma Vidya? Brahma Vidya means knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of the absolute reality, knowledge of the ultimate truth. How? Actually, Brahma Vidya is the functional name of the Upanishad, and for which we have to understand the prefixes Upa and Ni. The Upa, the prefix Upa, which means near, actually indicates going near. The student approaches the Shastram, and the student approaches the teacher for studying the Upanishads, the Shastram, in order to attain Jnanam. And the Ni, when the Shastram is studied, definitely it destroys. And the student definitely pursues this knowledge. So this is the meaning we can convey by these two prefixes. And the root Sad has three meanings, we understood. One meaning is Visharanam, which means Vinashanam, Himsanam, meaning destruction. So, this Brahma Vidya destroys the ignorance, the seed of samsara, etc. Ignorance, etc. means ignorance caused all problems. Therefore, this is the first meaning, we take the word first meaning of the word Sad. So, Upanishad is that Brahma Vidya which definitely destroys the seed of samsara, the ignorance, thereby samsara, all the problems associated with samsara. This much we saw in the yesterday's class. And this is the meaning associated with the word Upanishad. This is the meaning connected with that word. When this meaning is connected, or by connecting this meaning, we can say Brahma Vidya is meant by the word Upanishad. Okay. And we also saw a beautiful small sense statement from Upanishad itself, given as a quote. Nichayatam mrityumukhat pramuchyate. Having attained that knowledge, a person becomes liberated from mortality. Person becomes liberated from bondage of death, which means knowledge being the only means of freeing oneself from bondage is again emphasized here. Okay, now we move on to the next sentence. Why Upanishad means Brahma Vidya? why Brahma Vidya is meant by Upanishad, by the word Upanishad. Why Brahma Vidya is said to be Upanishad. One more meaning is given, the next, based on the meaning of the root Sad. Purvokta Visheshanan Mukshun Va Param Brahma Gamayati. The second meaning of the root. What is the second meaning of the root? Visharanam is the one meaning. Visharanam, Himsanam, Vinashanam, destroying, destruction is the one meaning, first meaning of the root Sad. Another meaning of the root Sad is Gatihi, Gamanam. Gatihi, Gamanam. Gamanam means movement. And here, the Upanishad, means Brahma Vidya, knowledge, makes a jiva, makes an individual aspirant attain Brahman. So Gamayati is a causative verb. Gachati goes. Gachati is a literal verb. It's an ordinary verb. Gachati goes. Gamayati, causative verb. Makes another person go. Selhiran, sellat chehiran, adayat chehiran, adevikhinran. Gachati, gamayati. So the same root gam, and that meaning, so the sad dhatu also has this meaning, gatihi. So here, gamanam, reaching, attaining. And who reaches and what is reached? Here, when the Upanishad says, Mumukshavaha Mumukshun Gamayati. Who reaches? Mumukshuhu Gacchati. Mumukshuhu Gacchati. Mumukshuhu, an a spiritual aspirant who is craving for moksha, who is desirous of attaining moksha, who is desperate for attaining, discovering moksha, he is spiritual aspirant is mumukshuhu. Mumukshum mumukshuhu gacchati. An aspirant goes, reaches, attains Brahma. Mumukshuhu does not reach, cannot reach himself Brahma. He needs the help. And who makes the mukshu reach? What makes the mukshu reach? Brahma Vidya. Mumukshuhu gacchati. Mumukshuhu goes, attains, goes to Brahman, attains Brahma. But Brahma Vidya, knowledge of the reality, meant by the word Upanishad, that Brahma Vidya makes the mumukshu reach, attain Brahma. Brahma Vidya Mumukshum Brahma Gamayati. Brahma Vidya Mumukshum Brahma Gamayati. Brahma Vidya makes the Mukshu reach, attain Brahman. Okay. Param Brahma Gamayati. So not only one Mumukshu, there are many Mumukshus. So Mumukshun Gamayati. Mumukshun Gamayati. Brahma Vidya Mumukshun Param Brahma Gamayati. Upanishad Mukshun Param Brahma Gamayati. Upanishad Brahma Vidya makes all the ardent aspirants of moksha attain Brahma. Okay, so how does it make the aspirants reach Brahma? So here we know very well Brahma is abstract, formless reality. Brahman, what is implied by the term Brahman is abstract, subtlest, all-pervasive, only reality. Therefore, the reality is already there as the innermost essence of every being, as every individual, as every being, in every mind, as the very content of I. Being all-pervasive, none can reach Brahman. Nothing can attain Brahman. No, none, nobody can reach attain Brahma. Therefore, there is no physical distance between Brahma and Jiva. Paramatma and Jivatma, there's no distance. There's no distance between the individual being and the total. There's no distance. Therefore, physically walking towards Brahman is not possible. This attainment is actually cognitive attainment. A person cognitively, intellectually attains Brahman. Person attains Brahman in terms of knowledge. Brahma Vidya, when the knowledge of Brahman rises, ignorance resolves. So this Brahma Vidya removes the distance between an spiritual aspirant and the reality. Removes the distance by resolving ignorance. The ignorance is only caused by, the distance is caused by ignorance only. Absolutely, as I said yesterday, there's neither time distance nor physical distance between Jivatma and Paramatma. There's no way of reaching Brahman, attaining Brahman, merging in Brahman, becoming one with Brahman, uniting with Brahman. It is impossible. There's nothing such a thing, no such thing can happen. This attainment of Brahman is only in terms of knowledge. Brahma Vidya, by removing the distance caused by ignorance, it makes the spiritual aspirant attain Brahma. So in the wake of knowledge, a person, when he discovers the reality, Brahman obtaining as one's own self, he claims this all-pervasive, abstract, formless reality, consciousness as one's own essential nature, as the very content of I. There is no distance. The distance being not there becomes discovered. Distancelessness in the wake of knowledge of the truth obtaining as one's own self, the distancelessness becomes discovered. So discovering the distancelessness, through the discovery of the truth obtaining as one's own self is said to be making the Jivatma attain Paramatma. Is it clear? Therefore, if you take the next meaning of the root to sad, what is that? Gamanam gatihi. Meaning, going, reaching, attaining, moving. Take that meaning. Then also, Brahma Vidya is meant by the word Upanishad. Okay. So, let us see the sentence here. Purvokta Visheshanan Mumukshun. Mumukshus, people who are aspiring for moksha desperately and who are also endowed with those qualifications already mentioned. Purva Ukta Visheshanan. Visheshan means what? The mukshus who are endowed with the qualifications mentioned before. Such mukshus, those mukshus, it is not enough you simply aspire for moksha. You can aspire for moksha and you must be eligible also. So the mukshus who are eligible, being endowed with the qualifications mentioned earlier. What are the qualifications mentioned earlier? Let me remind you. Drishta Anushravika Vishay Vitrishnaha. They are not only craving for moksha, not only they are desperately aspiring for moksha, they are also qualified that they are free from the hold of desire for all the pleasures and objects of enjoyment here in this world and also the objects of enjoyment in the higher worlds. which are experienceable in here, and drishta means which are experienceable here, anushavika which are experienceable in higher lokas. They are no more interested. They have total, they have dispassion, they are highly dispassionate. Mumukshu must be a dispassionate person. I want moksha, I am mumukshu, but I still have desire for all these things means, okay, no problem. You wait for these desires to be fulfilled and you become dispassionate, then your mumukshutvam will become fulfilled. So mumukshu means what? Mumukshu, of course, all of us are mukshus, but all of us are not qualified. All of us are desperate, knowingly, unknowingly, we all are craving for everlasting, beginningless, endless, or non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting happiness and peace. We are all mukshus. Who does not want peace and happiness? We are all mukshus. But are we eligible to attain jnanam? Jnanam is moksha. Knowledge of the truth, attaining as one's own self, discovery of one's own essential nature, being the truth of the whole is the only means of attaining moksha. Jnanam is moksha, knowledge is freedom. Therefore, one must be mukshuhu, and that being a mukshu, one must be committed to the pursuit of jnanam, and the passion for knowledge should be such that one must be dispassionate towards other things. Like a monkey jumps, leaving the other branch, it holds on to the other branch. You have to hold on to the other branch of knowledge and leaving behind the branches which stand for other time-bound things. So dispassion towards the material objects, dispassion towards time-bound material ends. Time-bound material ends, enjoyable in this world, not enjoyable in higher lokas. The dispassion is must. That's the important qualification. That's why Shankaracharya says, Purvokta Viseshanan Mukshun. Those Mukshavaha, those who are aspiring for moksha desperately, or desires of attaining moksha, and who are also endowed with those qualifications mentioned before, Purvokta, mentioned before, Viseshanan, the qualifications. So they are free from, they are dispassionate people. Dispassionate towards all the time-bound ends, time-bound pleasures, objects of enjoyment, enjoyable here and hereafter. And not only that, and they, now it's not enough simply a mumukshu. I'm a mumukshu, I want to attain freedom, so what? Let me only practice meditation. Let me do only that. Let me go to this. Let me do this. No. One must approach the knowledge. As a spiritual aspirant, he must be endowed the qualification of what? Approaching the shastram as the means of knowledge. Approaching the knowledge as the only means of attainment of moksha. One should approach the knowledge as the only means of attainment of moksha. And for attaining knowledge, one must approach shastram as the pramanam, as the means of knowledge. And to understand the meanings of the words of the shastram, one must approach a teacher who unfolds the text. The student should approach three factors. First of all, a mukshu approaches jnanam as the only means of attainment of moksha. He approaches shastram as the pramanam, as the means of knowledge of, means of the attainment of knowledge. And to understand the, to operate, he cannot independently operate the means of knowledge. He approaches the teacher who knows the traditional teaching methodology, who knows sampradaya, to operate the upramanam, that he can understand the meanings. The teacher who can unfold the meanings of the words of the text. There's a three approach, okay? Approaching the knowledge, approaching the shastram, approaching the teacher. For moksha, he approaches jnanam as the only means. For jnanam, he approaches shastram as the means of knowledge. He approaches teacher to unfold the open text. Okay? That is his qualification. Then he is then what? No, he is totally committed. He has total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. And with that commitment, definitely, and he also living the life enjoined by the Shastra, that mumukshus become disciplined. As disciplined people, what do? They dwell upon the subject matter of the Shastram. Only people who are studying the Shastram, dwelling upon subject matter of the Shastram, and who also following the way of life, who become disciplined, they alone become eligible. And such mukshus attain jnanam. Okay, so here it is said, Purvokta Visheshanan Mukshun. If there are such mukshus who are properly qualified, who are endowed with qualifications mentioned below, such mukshus, okay, this Brahma Vidya Param Brahma Gamayati, the knowledge of reality makes such mukshus attain Brahma in terms of knowledge. Param Brahma Gamayati. Okay, therefore what iti? Brahma gamayitrutvena yogant. Now, Brahma gamayitrutvam. So, Brahma Vidya has Brahma gamayitrutvam. Brahma Vidya has Brahma gamayitrutvam. Means, Brahma Vidya enjoys the status of leading the spiritual aspirant to Brahman. Brahma Vidya enjoys the status of being that which leads the aspirant to Brahma. And with this status, Brahma Gamayitrutvena Yoga, as this meaning is there, by adding this, by connecting this meaning of knowledge, taking the spiritual aspirant to Brahma, Brahma Vidya Upanishad, Brahma Vidya is said to be Upanishad. Is it clear now? Brahma Vidya is said to be Upanishad. Brahma Vidya Upanishad iti uchyate. Iti uchyate madik. Brahma Vidya is said to be Upanishad. Is it clear? Brahma Gamayitrutvena Yoga means by connecting this meaning in terms of Brahma Vidya having the status of being that which takes the aspirant to Brahma. Brahma Vidya is said to be Upanishad. Okay. Purvokta Visheshanan Mukshun Va Param Brahma Gamayati. Param Brahma Absolute Reality. So, Brahma Vidya, Purvokta Visheshanan, Mukshun, Param Brahma Gamayati. Iti Brahma Vidya, Upanishad, Uchyate. Okay. Brahma Gamayitrutvena Yogat, Brahma Vidya, Upanishad, Iti Uchyate. Okay. Next sentence, if you see, again Shankara Bhagavatpada presents a quotation from the same Upanishad. Kathopanishad, 18th mantra of 3rd valli of 2nd chapter. What is it said? Tathacha vakshyati. So, will the Upanishad say later on in the third, in the second chapter of the third valli? Vakshyati will state cha and tatha so cha and vakshyati will state, Upanishad will state later on in the second chapter, the third section, third valli, in the 18th mantra. This fact, what is that fact? Brahma praptaha, Brahma prapto virajo bhut vimrutyuhu. Brahma praptaha, virajo bhut vimrutyuhu. Brahma prapto virajo bhut vimrutyuhu. Okay. See, Brahma praptaha. Brahma praptaha means yena brahma praptam saha brahma praptaha. Yena brahma praptam saha brahma praptaha. The one by whom absolute reality, ultimate truth, Brahman has been attained in terms of knowledge, cognitively, intellectually. The one by whom absolute reality, Brahman, has been discovered as one's own self. He is Brahma Praptaha. Brahma Praptaha, Brahma Praptaha means the person by whom the absolute reality has been attained in terms of knowledge, has been discovered as one's own self. That the one who has discovered the distancelessness between one's own self and the reality. The one who has discovered Brahman as one's own self, that person is Brahma Praptaha. A wise person, a jnani, Brahma Praptaha. What happens as soon as he attains jnanam? He does not become free from impurities. He discovers purity be his own nature. Discovering purity being one's own nature, discovering one's own self being consciousness, and discovering the fact that consciousness is ever free from impurities. No impurity exists outside of consciousness, but consciousness is ever untouched, untainted, free from impurities. Therefore, taking ownership of purity as one's own nature, seeing oneself being free from all impurities is what? Becoming free from impurities. Once you attain jnanam, you can claim purity as your own nature. You can discover your own self being free from impurities. That's what is said to be becoming free from impurities. You can never become free from impurities. You are always free from impurities, isn't it? So, Brahmagam, he to say, Virajaha Abhut. Virajaha Abhut means Virajaha Abhavat. The person who discovered Brahman became free from impurities. So, what should we take it now? The one, whoever discovers Brahman as one's own self, is the Brahma Praptaha, and he becomes free from all impurities. Okay? Virajaha. So, next, Vimrutyuhu Bhavati. He becomes free from mortality also. Does he become free from mortality? Which means, when he claims, he dissociates him in the wake of knowledge, but discovers one's own self being Brahman, the standpoint of Brahman, the consciousness, he can see the birth and death happens in consciousness, in awareness. But consciousness is ever free from birth and death. Discovering this nature of consciousness, nature of the self, nature of the reality, consciousness implied by the term Brahman, a being free from mortality, and claiming mortality as one's own nature is what? Said to be becoming free from mortality. Becoming free from death. So here vimrutyu bhavati, he becomes free from mortality. So brahma praptaha virajobho vimrutyuhu, he becomes free from. Vigataha mrityuhu yasmat saha vimrutyuhu. Vigatam rajaha yasmat saha virajaha. So brahma praptaha virajaha abhut vimrutyuhu abhut. Abhut means became. We can take it as bhavati. We can take it as the present tense verb. Whoever attains Brahman becomes free from all impurities, becomes free from mortality for good. Therefore, Upanishad also says this. So, definitely Brahma Vidya makes the spiritual aspirant attain, reach Brahman cognitively in terms of knowledge. Okay. Next sentence. Now, in the following statements, Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to explain the third meaning of the root sad. Thereby, the word Upanishad also means upasanam, meditation. The primary meaning of the word Upanishad is Parabrahma Vidya, Parabrahma Jnanam, knowledge of the absolute reality, knowledge of the ultimate truth implied by the term Brahma. That is the, and the first two meanings of the root sadh, that the Visharanam and Gamanam or Gatihi. These two, in keeping with these two meanings of the root sadh, the word Upanishad means Brahma Vidya. As I said, knowledge of reality does two jobs. The two functions. Okay? The function of destroying, the function of making the aspirant attain Brahma. So, based on these two meanings of the root sadh, Brahma Vidya, Upanishad means Brahma Vidya, knowledge of the reality. But based on the third meaning of the root sadh, what is the third meaning of the root sadh? We saw avasadhanam. So visharanam we understood. Gatihi gamanam we understood. The third meaning is what? Avasadhanam. See, avasadayati. Avasadayati means weakens. Avasadhanam, weakening. The prefix ava, it means avasadayati, weakens. Okay. Shaithilyam apadayati. Shaithilyam also means apadayati. Causes weakness, produces weakness. Shaitilyam apadayati. So it weakens. Okay, so here, in this context, the word Upanishad does not mean the knowledge of the absolute reality. The secondary meaning of the word Upanishad is upasanam. Please make a note. The word Vidya means knowledge primarily. The word Vidya also means upasanam, meditation. Knowledge is different. Meditation is an action. Knowledge is not an action. Okay? Meditation is an action. It's a mental activity. So, here Upanishad also means Upasana. Meditation upon what? Meditation upon Ishvara. Meditation is only always on Ishvara only. We cannot meditate on something else. We can call it meditation. In Vedanta Shastram, in Veda Shastram, Upasanam means meditation. Meditation means focusing one's attention, placing one's attention, and placing one's attention on Bhagavan, Ishwaraha, Sagunam Brahma alone is said to be meditation. If you place attention on something else for hours and hours, it is not Upasana. People are highly nowadays, they place attention with the total single pointedness. In YouTube, watching YouTube programs and then watching serials and reading WhatsApp messages are very focused. So, placing attention upon Sagunam Brahma alone is meditation. Upasanam. Okay. So, the word Vidya also means Upasanam. So, Saguna Brahma Vidya, Sagunam Brahma Upasanam is meant by the word Upanishad. How? Based on the third meaning of the root sad, avasadhanam. Okay. And with which upasanam? In this Upanishad, in Kathopanishad, if you ask which meditation is Saguna Brahma Upasanam, Hiranyagarbha Upasanam is also Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Virat Upasanam is also Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Meditating upon Ishvara in the form of the gross universe is Saguna Brahma Upasana. Meditating upon Bhagavan in the form of subtle universe, subtle manifestation is also Saguna Brahma Upasana. Whether Hiranyagarbha Upasanam or Virat Upasanam, it is Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Because it is Ishvara Upasanam. What is Ishvara Upasanam? If meditate upon this Bhagavan as the one in the Hamati grass universe, it is Virat Upasanam. Meditate upon the Lord in the home of subtle manifestation, it is Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. These meditations are Saguna Brahma Upasanams. If you dwell upon the abstract formless reality in terms of its nature as unfolded by the teacher, unfold in keeping the meanings, unfolded meanings of the Upanishads, then it is Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. Nirguna Brahma Upasanam, which is Nididhyasanam. But here, as per the third meaning of the root Sad, in terms of Avasadhanam, the word Upanishad means Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Brahma Vidya means Saguna Brahma Vidya. Saguna Brahma Vidya means meditation upon Sagunam Brahma. But in this context, in this Upanishad, Virat Upasanam is discussed very briefly in a context. Therefore, here, Virat Upasanam, otherwise said to be Saguna Brahma Upasanam, is meant by the term Upanishad. Okay, let us see here. Lokadihi Brahma Jagnyaha Yaha Agnihi. Okay, now Lokadihi, Lokanam Adihi Lokadihi. The foremost of all the worlds, Lokadihi. Lokadihi means Hiranyagarbha, Lokadihi means Virat also. But here let us take it as Virat. Because Lokadihi, the first and the foremost of all the worlds. Then Brahma Jagnyaha. So Lokadihi is a word meaning Viradishwaraha. Bhagavan, Paramatma, the Lord who alone is manifest as the entirety of the gross universe is what? Lokadihi. You can ask, why do we say gross universe as the first? Because when there is knowledge of the world happens, first we always have knowledge of this world only. You can never have knowledge of higher lokas. Therefore, lokadihi, the first and the foremost of all the worlds, are the one who is already there, always there, even before the manifestation, before the worlds, all the worlds. Then Brahma Jagnyaha, the two words are there. Brahmanaha Jataha Brahmajaha. Brahmanaha Jataha Brahmajaha. The one who is born of Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. This I explained even before also. I can explain again. The gross manifestation is possible only after subtle manifestation. First, there must be subtle manifestation. Only then there can be gross manifestation. Your seeing power is not there, the light cannot be seen. Hearing power is not there, sound cannot be heard. So, all the external world of objects, obtaining in five different forms as five different objects, form, light, colors, sounds, taste, touch, all these, okay, smell, all these objects are dependent on the sense power, subtle, invisible sense powers. The sense powers are turned off, the external world disappears. And for the sense power to be functional, the mind must be functional. Mind must, okay? And there must be the manifestation of knowledge of self-existence in terms of I. Therefore, the subtle mind and subtle sense powers must function. Only then external world of objects can have existence. Therefore, it is said, always Virat comes after the subtle. Gross universe comes after the subtle. Therefore, Virat is said to be born out of Hiranyagarbha. Subtle. Brahmajaha. Brahmanaha jataha brahmajaha. And not only that, it's all knowledge. The entirety of the gross manifestation is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. Just as the world of opaque things is nothing but reflection of light, isn't it? The entire world of opaque things is what? Reflection of light. Any opaque thing you enjoy, you see, it is, where is it? What is inseparable from any opaque thing is the light. Along with the light, opaque thing is seen. In the same way, the entire world of gross objects, perceptible through five sense organs, obtaining in five different forms, actually shines only in the light of manifestation of knowledge. Now, awareness. The whole jagat shines only in the light of consciousness, the light of manifestation of consciousness. The whole light, world is knowledge. Therefore, jnya stands for all knowledge. So, Virat is born out of Hiranyagarbha. Virat is the first from the foremost of the worlds. And Virat is, say, among the worlds I'm talking about, okay? And Virat is, we say what? All knowledge. Virat is endowed with all knowledge. Jnaha. Omniscience. Virat is blessed with omniscience, all knowledge. Jnaha means knower. So Brahma Jagnaha. So Virat is glorified here. Lokadihi, Brahma Jaha, and Jnaha. So Brahma Jagnaha, omniscient, all knowledge, born out of Hiranyagarbha, and one who is always there, even as the first and the foremost of the worlds. This Virat, now three words describing Virat. Lokadihi, Brahma Jaha, Jnaha, and he is also what? Agnihi. Virat Ishvara is also here given a special name as Agnihi. What? Agnihi means fire. How can we call Virat as Agnihi? Virat is how Virat is called Agnihi? Because there is a ritual discussed in this Upanishad. And that particular ritual is actually, ritual itself, ritual is performed kindling a fire. Vedic ritual can be performed only kindling a fire. Therefore, any Vedic ritual in which fire is very important, fire is kindled to offer oblations, therefore any ritual also is called Agnihi. Agnihi literally means fire, but as Agnihi is always kindled in performing any Vedic ritual, a ritual is also called Agnihi. Agnihi or Agni Karyam, we say. And here, the ritual, the fire which is performed, which is kindled, the fire which is kindled to perform a specific ritual to earn punyam, to go to heaven, is given a special title in this Upanishad as Nachiketa Agnihi. This is the Lord Yama in appreciation of Nachiketa's perseverance. In appreciation of Nachiketa's perseverance, Lord Yama, adoring him, admiring him, just gave him this, told him the ritual itself, a particular ritual performed itself will be known as Nachiketa Agnihi. And that ritual happens to be what? Virat. That ritual itself, that fire ritual is taken as a symbol for meditating upon Virat. There is an Upasanam meditation. You, in order to practice meditation, you need an Alambanam, a symbol. Please remember, Saguna Brahma Upasanam is a meditation in which Paramatma, Ishwaraha, the whole is meditated upon. The question comes, how can we meditate upon Paramatma, Ishwara, the whole? Why? You, the meditator, endowed with this body mansions complex, is part of Paramatma, the whole. How can a fraction which forms part of the whole meditate upon the whole? Is it possible? Please think. I'm going out a little bit. Because these are the important things you need to know. You are the meditator. If any individual is a meditator, every individual who wants to practice meditation is part of Paramatma, the whole, Ishwara, the whole. Who is object meditation? In any meditation, Ishwara, Paramatma, Sagunam, Brahma is the object of meditation. If Paramatma is meditated upon, and the meditator who is endowed with the body mind complex forms part of the whole, the fraction of the whole. How can the fraction, the meditator who forms part of the whole, meditate upon the whole? Impossible. Therefore, the Upanishads have present a genius method of what? Having a symbol, an alambanam, a support, which stands for, which represents the whole. That symbol can be anything. Okay, we are not meditating upon the symbol. Even the symbol symbolizes, stands for Bhagavan, Sagunam Brahma, the whole. Is it clear? Therefore, in this particular meditation, Virad Upasanam, this ritual, the fire which is kindled to perform this particular ritual itself is taken as an alambanam, support, meditate upon Virat. Okay, in a given Virat Upasanam, there's so many alambanams are there. So many alambanams, so many supports, so many symbols discussed in different Upanishads. But here, the very fire which is kindled to perform a ritual is given ritual is taken as an alambanam, a symbol to meditate upon Virat. Is it clear? Therefore, Virat is also known as Agnihi. Why Virat is known as fire, Agnihi? Because Agni serves as an alambanam to meditate upon Virat. Therefore, Virat, who is meditated upon Agni, upon the symbol of Agni, is said to be Agnihi. Okay, we can explain now. Lokadihi Brahmajaha Agnyaha Agnihi. Four. Lokadihi Brahmajaha Agnyaha Agnihi. So instead of saying Gnyaha, we say Brahmajagnyaha Agnihi. Four titles, four qualifications for Viradishwara. Okay. Okay. Yaha Agnihi Tad Vishayayaha Vidyayaha. Means what? Tad Vishaya Vidya. See, Vidya means meditation. The meditation for which the object is Virat, who is known as Lokadihi, Brahmajagnyaha, Gnyaha, and Agnihi. Is it clear? Tadvishaya Vidya. Mean what? The meditation for which Vishaya means object. The object of the meditation for which the object is Virat, who is known as Lokadihi, Brahmajaha, Gnyaha, and Agnihi. And it was this particular meditation, Virat Medi Upasanam, requested by Nachiketas as his second boon. He wanted Lord Yama to bless him with the knowledge of meditation, and which when practiced will enable a person earn punyam to be eligible to go to heaven. Do you remember this? Are you all with me? Okay. So tad vishayaha vidyayaha dvitiyena varena prarthamanayaha. It was this meditation which was requested by Nachiketas as his second boon. And for what? Swargaloka phala prapti hetutvena. Swargaloka phala prapti hetutvena. As means of the attainment of, means of the attainment of the benefit of, as a means of attainment of the, as means of attainment of the heaven. Swargaloka phala prapti hetutvena. As a means of attaining the fruit of going to heaven. Why did Nachiketas request this? Why did Nachiketas request for the knowledge of Upasanam? He wanted Lord Yama to teach him this meditation because practicing this meditation will bless a person with the benefit. So this serves as a means of attainment of the fruit of going to heaven. Swargaloka phala prapti hetutvena asti. Okay. Now, this upasanam, this Hiranyagarbha, this Virat upasanam, this upasanam, which was requested by Nachiketas as a second boon, meditation, okay, and as a means of attaining the benefit of going to heaven, what does this meditation do? This meditation weakens. This upasanam weakens. கிம் கரோதி கேன் சே சைத்தில்யம் ஆபாதயதி அவசாதயதி. இட் இஸ் அவசாதயதி, இட் வீக்கன்ஸ். தி பிராக்டீசிங் திஸ் உபாசனம் அவசாதயதி. உபாசனம் ஹேஸ் அவசாதயித்ருத்வம். திஸ் மெடிடேஷன் ஹேஸ் அவசாதயித்ருத்வம். மெடிடேஷன் ஹேஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் தட் பீங் தட் விச் வீக்கன்ஸ். The meditation has the status of being that which weakens. It has avasada yitrutvam. Got it now? See, upasanam avasadayati. Meditation weakens. Meditation has avasada yitrutvam. Meditation has the status of being that which weakens. Okay. It weakens what? What does it weaken? How does it weaken? It weakens samsara. It does not destroy samsara for good, but it weakens samsara, which means it enables a person escape samsara for some time. Like what? How much our work you all have, so much work you have in office, whole year you've been doing, it work doesn't get completed. But still you see sabbatical or somehow you take a break. Okay, 1 month leave, 3 weeks leave, you take break, completely close. Forget about office, forget about everything. Book your tickets, take your luggage and go away. When you go away, what happens? Your work does not get completed. But you escape from, you have some break. Is it same break? Completely you're free from all the stress, work stress and everything. So you have temporary freedom. Temporary, whenever you go for a holiday, you have temporary freedom. So also, the people who work very hard, practice meditation and perform rituals, earn punyam. When they go to higher lokas, there they do not have the problems which they have to go through in this world of mortals. Understand? It's a temporary relief is there. Having the temporary relief for how long? For a long time. Suppose you take 10 years break from work. So you have to come back to the work. Understand? Like this, the long break, they go and stay in higher lokas for very long periods of time. Very, very long. They're still ajnanis. Ajnanis, they're still ignorant people. They're still ignorant of the truth. But what do they have? Abundance of punyam. Punyam. They only spend punyam, exhaust punyam. So enjoy, buy, spend the money you have and buy things, enjoy pleasures. Like that, they also enjoy heavenly time-bound pleasures in heaven without any pain. See, people need not go through pain and suffering in higher lokas. Why people like higher lokas, you know that? We do not know. We have not gone there. I mean, nobody has come back and told us. But Shastram talks about heavenly life. If you go to higher lokas with abundance of punyam, okay, of course you can go there only if you have abundance of punyam. The punyam you have, you can exhaust the punyam. So how? You only enjoy pleasures. There's no pain at all. Pain-free pleasures you can enjoy in higher lokas. If you earn punyam here, going through all pains. You have to work very hard to earn punyam. You are not simple. The punyam doesn't come easily. You work hard, go through suffering and pain to earn punyam. Then with that punyam, you can go to higher lokas, exhaust the punyam. So only pleasures, no pain. People like it. But unfortunately, it is not permanent. Unfortunately, Shastram says heavenly punyam is not permanent. It is time bound only. So as long as you have punyam, you can stay there for a very, 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 very long time, enjoying only pleasures, exhausting punyam. Then it becomes what? Temporary freedom from samsara. It had permanent freedom. This temporary freedom from samsara is possible as a result of accumulating punyam by practicing meditation upasanam. Therefore, here Acharya says, upasanam shithili karoti, shaitilyam apadayati. Shaitilyam apadayati means it causes weakness of samsara. Okay, it means it produces weakness, means it really weakens the samsara. Having temporary freedom is said to be what? Weakening. Therefore, see, avasadayati, it has avasadayitrutvam, upasam has avasadayitrutvam, upasam shaitilyam apadayati. Okay, it has a status of being that which weakens, means it weakens what? Now it is said, jaradi, please make a garbhavasa janma. If you suppose we don't have any punyam, we don't go to heaven, you will be born immediately. Again, you have to enter into the womb of other mother. And you have to go through the suffering and pain in mother's womb also. See, garbhavasa, first of all, you can escape the sufferings you have to go through in mother's womb. Okay? When mother becomes pregnant, you are there, means, see, we do not know how much pain we all went through when we were in the womb. You cannot talk about it, thank God. But Shastram says, the jiva inside mother's womb goes through some lot of pain. We don't know what it is. We were all in garbha once upon a time. But we did not know, once you come out of it, come out of the mother's womb, you will not know what all suffering you had in the womb. So garbhavasaha, first of all, a person can avoid garbhavasa, means residing in mother's womb. Quick entry into mother's womb, you can avoid. If you have punyam, you are away for a holiday in heaven, then you can escape immediate entry into mother's womb and the residing there, garbhavasa, then janma, then being born from mother's womb. After that, jara, then we are going through life of pairs of opposites, again becoming old, the problem of old age, the problem of residing in mother's womb, the problem of being born in this world and having to go through the pairs of opposites, again the problem of having to go through the old age, jara, adi, etc. Upadrava vrindasya. Upadrava means a cluster, bunch, a group of problems. Not one problem or the other. There's so many problems together constitute the life of samsara. Upadrava vrindaha, upadrava vrindaha. A bunch, a cluster, a group, okay, of problems. Upadrava means problems. Problems in terms of getting old, the old age problems, being born in this world, having to go through pairs of opposites, again having to reside in mother's womb and going through problems in mother's womb, all this bunch or a cluster or a group of problems. Paunapunyan, again and again and again and again, repeatedly in world after world, lokantare, in the other world of mortals. Going to, okay, this is samsara. Paunap lokantare, paunapunyena pravruttasya, avasadayitrutvam it has. So upasanam has the status of being that which weakens the bunches and cluster of problems which happen again and again repeatedly in the other world in terms of the old age problem, rebirth problem, and having to reside in mother's womb, etc. Understand? It weakens. So it's all problems associated with samsara. in this life of transmigration, these problems are inevitable, unavoidable. These problems are repeatedly happening. You are born, go through pairs of opposites and getting, going through old age and one day falling, going to death and being born again is continuous. At least continuously happening, you have a break. So you go to heaven with the punyam and stay there for a long time that you will not be born immediately, so that the problems which you have to go through in this world become lessened. Not lessened, for a temporarily postponed maybe. You have a temporary freedom. Is it okay? It is not moksha. It is not absolute freedom. It's a temporary relief. Like taking painkillers and escaping some, freeing oneself from pain, isn't it? You're not free from disease, okay? The pain is still there. But you escape, the pain helps you forget the pain for some time. The pain effect goes, pain will come back. Like this, the punyam gets exhausted, again you'll be back in this world to go through samsara. So, practice of meditation. So please make a note. If meditation is practiced as a discipline to steady the mind for the attainment of jnanam, then it is a preparatory discipline. It will contribute for mental preparation in terms of steadiness. So you can attain jnanam and attain moksha here itself. But the very aspiration itself is for going to heaven. I am not interested in moksha. I am not interested in jnanam. I am interested in going to higher lokas, enjoying pleasures. A person has the craving for going to heaven. And if he practices meditation, but as instructed by the Shastram. And he earns a lot of punyam. As a result of the punyam, he can go to higher lokas and he can have the problems of samsara weakened. So, meditation helps a person escape from samsara for a long time. Thereby, it helps the meditator enjoy temporary relief, temporary freedom. Therefore, it is said to be weakening the problems of samsara. Meditation is said to be the weakener of samsara. It has avasadayitrutvam. It has the status of being that which weakens, being the weakener of all the problems repeatedly happen in the other world, the bunch of problems in terms of old age, rebirth, residing in mother's womb, etc. Is it clear? Swargaloka palaprapti hetutvena. Okay. Garbhavasa janma jarari upadra vrindasya lokantare pauna punyena pravruttasya avasada yitrutvena. One more word Shankaracharya gives. Shaithilya apadanam means causing the weakness. Shaithilyam also means weakness. By causing the weakness, by producing the weakness. In what now? By helping a person escape temporarily. This is what meditation does. Okay. So what advantage of meditation is mentioned here? At the same time, limitation of meditation also is said here. Meditation can produce result. The result will be in the form of accumulation of punyam. This is advantage. And with that punyam, that punyam you earned as a result of practice meditation is the buying power. Buying power, you can buy what? By the qualification, eligibility to go to higher loka. To enjoy the only heavenly pleasures without any going through pain. But this is only temporary Which means after all the punyam gets exhausted, you will be born again into this world as an ordinary mortal and having to go through the next set of prarabdha, the prayers of opposites. Why? Because practice of meditation, going to heaven, will not remove your ignorance. You will continue to be ajnani. You will continue to have all the fundamental problems centered on I, but they will be dormant. They won't surface. As long as they don't surface and you think you are healthy, so you are happy. But again, as ajnanam is there, so you will be again, you will have to go through. That is why this is the limitation of meditation. Limitation cannot remove ignorance. Limitation cannot remove your fundamental problem centered on I. Therefore, meditation cannot free you from bondage of samsara for good. It can only give you temporary relief, temporary freedom. Thereby it is said to be the weakener of the problems happening again and again, repeatedly in the other world. Okay, the problems in terms of old age and be born again, having to go residing in the mother's womb. Is it clear? Okay. Upasam kim karoti, upasam avasadayati, shaitilyam apadayati. This is what he said. Okay. Now, this upasam avasadayati, therefore, now the root sadhu has which meaning? Avasadanam, the third meaning. So based on the third meaning of the root sad, when a person approaches the shastram, the help of a teacher, when he learns meditations and practices meditation, and when he aspires for going to heaven, of course, go to heaven, it helps a person go to earn punyam, go to heaven and enjoy the heavenly pleasures, to escape from the time, the samsara problems temporarily. Even though heaven also is within samsara only. Okay, therefore, shaitilya apadanena dhatvartha yogat. By connecting this third meaning of the root sad in terms of avasadhanam, vidya api upanishad uchyate. Meditation, vidya here means meditation. Saguna Brahma upasanam is also said to be upanishad. Not only Param Brahma vidya, but Saguna Brahma vidya, attribute full Brahma. Okay, reality. Saguna Brahma Vidya, meditation is also meant by the word Upanishad. Well, it's really it's not a primary meaning, secondary meaning. Is it clear now? So, of the three meanings of Sadhu, first two meanings, in keeping the first two meanings of the root Sadhu, the word Upanishad means the knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahma Vidya. So in keeping with the third meaning of the root sad in terms of avasadhanam, the word Upanishad means Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Saguna Brahma Upasanam, meditation upon Virat, is meant by the word Upanishad. Is it clear? Okay. Let me read again. Lokadihi Brahma Jagnyaha Lokadir Brahma Jagnyo Yognistad Vidyaya Vidtad Vishayaya Vidyaya Dvitiyena Varena Pratyamanaya Swargaloka Phalaprapti Hetutvena Garbhavasa Janma Jaradyupadrava Vrindasya Lokantare Paunapunyena Pavruttasyavasadayitrutvena Shaitilya padanena dhatvartha yoga agni vidya pyupanishad uchyate. Don't worry, okay? Just for you to listen, that's all. Not to worry about anything. Now I can read again, I can break and read. Lokadihi brahma jagnyaha yaha agnihi தத்விஷயாயாஹ வித்யாயாஹ வித்தியேனவரேன பிராத்தியமானாயாஹ ஸ்வர்கலோக ஃபலப்ராப்தி ஹேதுத்வேன கர்ப்பவாச ஜன்ம ஜராதி உபதிரவவ்ருந்தஸ்ய லோகாந்தரே பௌனப்புண்யேன பௌருத்தஸ்ய அவசாதயித்ருத்வேன சைத்தில்ய ஆபாதனேன தாத்வர்த்தயோகாத் அக்னி வித்யா அபி உபநிஷதித்யுச்யதே. அக்னி வித்யா அபி உபநிஷதி உச்சியதே. நாட் ஒன்லி பிரம்ம வித்யா, நாட் ஒன்லி பரம் பிரம்ம வித்யா, அக்னி அக்னி வித்யா. அக்னி வித்யா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? விராட் உபாசனம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ செட் டு பி, சகுண பிரம்ம உபாசனம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ செட் டு பி உபனிஷத். வை? பிகாஸ் in keeping with the third meaning of the root sad, what now? Avasadayit. Upanishad, because Upanishad weakens. Meditation weakens. Meditation has the status of being the weakener of all the problems which happen again and again in the other world. In terms of what we saw, old age, etc. Is it clear now? Is it clear? Shaithilyam aapadayati, shaithilya aapadanena. Shaithilya aapadanam is equal to avasadanam. Okay. தாச்ச வக்ஷ்யதி, தாச்ச வக்ஷ்யதி ச, அண்ட் சோ உபனிஷத் வில் ஸ்டேட் லேட்டர் இன் தி உபனிஷத் வேர் தி 13th மந்த்ரா ஆஃப் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் செக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் உபனிஷத் கோயிங் டு சே திஸ். சோ சங்கர பகவத்பாதா பிரசன்ஸ் இஸ் கோட் இன் சப்போர்ட் ஆஃப் வாட் ஹி இன் சப்போர்ட் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் கமெண்டரி. ஸ்வர்கலோகா அமிர்தத்வம் பஜந்தே, ஸ்வர்கலோகாஹ அமிர்தத்வம் பஜந்தே. சோ ஸ்வர்கலோகாஹ மீன்ஸ், சோ தி பீப்புள் ஹூ ரிசைட் இன் ஸ்வர்கா, பீப்புள் மீன்ஸ் பீயிங்ஸ், ஆல் தோஸ் பீயிங்ஸ் சம்ஹவ் ஹூ ஹவ் ஏர்ன்ட் புண்ணியம், ஓகே, அடிக்வேட் புண்ணியம் to be eligible to go to heaven, who have gone there, what do they do? Amrutattvam bhajante, they enjoy, they attain relative temporary freedom. They attain immortality, means don't they attain permanent immortality, they enjoy relative immortality. They enjoy relative immortality. அமிர்தத்வம் பஜந்தே ஸ்வர்கலோகாஹ. சோ பூலோகாஹ, பீப்புள் ஆஃப் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் டோன்ட் என்ஜாய் அமிர்தத்வம். வி ஆர் ஆல் வி ஹாவ் மார்டாலிட்டி, யூ கான்ட் எஸ்கேப் டெத், டெத் இஸ் டெஃபினட் ஃபார் தி பாடி, பட் தே என்ஜாய் அமிர்தத்வம், தே என்ஜாய் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி மீன்ஸ் நாட் பெர்மனன்ட், சொல்லி ரிலேட்டிவ், தே என்ஜாய் டெம்பரரி ரிலேட்டிவ் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி. There's no such thing as permanent immortality in heaven. So now we have covered the third meaning of the root sad. So based on the third meaning of the root sad, the word Upanishad does not mean Brahma Vidya, Param Brahma Vidya, does not mean the knowledge of absolute reality. The word Upanishad means Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Clear? Okay. It's time. I have to stop the class now. Any questions? Any doubts?
I have a question to the word Paunav Punyena Loka Antare Pravritasya. Pravritasya, is it past meaning, like having started? occurred, or is it?
Prabhutasya means, happening.
So, but happen, coming from the past, started there or something, or?
See, everything that happens, pauna punyena, pauna punaha punaha is equal to pauna punyena. Punaha punaha pravruttam iti pauna punyena pravruttam. Punaha, again and again something happened. So pauna punyena pravruttasya means that which happens repeatedly. It means happened. Pravruttam means happened. Weakener of the problems, bunch of problems happened repeatedly again and again in the other world. Lokantare. Okay. This is samsara. I tell you, see, garbhavasaha is first problem. Janma is second problem. Being born itself is a problem. Jara, then once you're born, then having to go through the pairs of upper second, next problem. Then jara, old age, adi, etc. Okay? All these adi, etc. All these problems, vrinda. Upadrava vrindaha. Upadrava means a bunch, a cluster, the group of, not one problem, my God, so many problems constitute problems of samsara. So many problems. Upadrava vrindaha. This bunch of problems, such as old age, etc., happened repeatedly, helplessly, again and again in the other world. Okay? And here, upasanam, meditation has avasada yitrutvam. See, avasada yita means weakener. Avasada yati weakens verb. Avasada yita, avasada yitru means the one who weakens, that which weakens. Rikaranta pullinga shabda. Avasada yitru, weakener. And so it has a status of being the weakener. Meditation has the status of being the weakener of all the problems in terms of old age, etc., which happened repeatedly again and again, helplessly, choicelessly in the other world. How long? At least for some time. Now got it? Yes. Therefore, avasada yitrutvam shaithilya apadanam. Shaithilyam again means weakening. Shaithilyam also sometimes in some undoing. Temporarily it removes. Okay. So, this is the meaning. So, dhatvartha yogat. So, by adding this meaning of the root sad in terms of being a weakener, the weakening, then Upanishad, Agni Vidya means upasanam, Saguna Brahma upasanam, api also Upanishad iti uchyate, is said to be Upanishad. Agnividya api Upanishad iti uchyate. Is it clear? Which other word you have not understood? See, I wanted to learn one thing. In Sanskritam, especially in Shankaracharya's commentaries, not everywhere, in all the commentaries by many, many acharyas, they use this noun form. See, avasada yitrutvam, gamayitrutvam. You know what? Let me tell you the secret, okay? You must learn it. Now let me make it very clear. See, avasadayati is what is this for Sanskrit students, okay? Weakens. The sad dhatu with the prefix ava avasadayati weakens. I want you to form the adjective. The weakener, the one who weakens that which weakens, is what? Rikarantaha shabdaha. Avasadayitru. Like how bratru, kartru. Remember the rikaranta shabdas? Avasadayitru means the weakener, that which weakens. Avasadayitrutvam means having that status, having the qualification, having the status of being the weakener. Now, who has avasadayitrutvam? Upasana. What is which has the status of being a weakener? Meditation. Agni Vidya has the status of weakening, being a weakener. Weakener of what? Weakener of the bunch of problems happened repeatedly again and again in the other worlds. By taking the person or meditator away from this world to another world. Sometimes now we shift the houses. Let me change from go from this house to other house, then I may overcome some problems in life. It will not remove your problems totally. Temporarily, you can have some peace, okay? Thank God, oh my God. Though when I was living in that house, my neighbors were this and other people were this, and I moved here. Now I'm very peaceful. You're not going to be permanently peaceful. Temporary freedom you have. From some problems you have escaped. Not all the problems. Like that. The meditation shifts the person from this world to another world. It serves as a means of being able to shift oneself from this world to other worlds. These problems do not happen. Temporarily, at least for long time you can live there. With that, don't assume this body. Any other doubt here?
Apadanam Swamiji.
See, apadayati makes it happen. Apadayati produces, causes. Shaitilyam apadayati. Shaitilya apadanam, causing, producing weakness. By causing weakness, it means what? By undoing it temporarily. Shaitilya apadanam also causing the temporary removal also. Apadayati, making you go away from that problems. Pada is the root, padayati, a positive verb. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.